this is one of the greatest, but one of the smallest Upanishads. You will see it's only 3 or 4 pages. So it is not a very great burden. And yet it contains a tremendous amount of knowledge. And the first thing that you will find for yourself is words. Very difficult to penetrate for you because you don't even know how to read Sanskrit. I don't know how many of you can read Sanskrit. No? After my 2 years of company with you, I will now request you to take a little effort, at least to learn the alphabet, so that you can read at least. Although the knowledge you have to get is beyond the words, but at least you know what are the words. And then you break the veil of the words, and then you enter into the ideas and then experience. I know learning alphabet is a very difficult class. One of the most difficult classes in the world is to learn alphabet. You learn a little, you forget about it, again you have to practice, again you forget about it. You learn a few words, few letters, and then you don't learn the other letters, and there is a mix-up and so on. I know it. It's very difficult. I am trying to learn the alphabet of Tamil, for example. And I find it very difficult. It's a difficult language, a difficult alphabet. Even though this alphabet is very similar to Sanskrit alphabet, in many ways. And yet I find it difficult. So when I tell you learn this alphabet, I know how difficult it is, and I do not pressurize you. It's a difficult thing when you find time. But keep in your mind that at the end of 1 year, this 1 year, you will be able to read at least these words which are here. The sound of this word is very, very nice, very beautiful. If you know the Sanskrit language, the enjoyment of the chanting of this word is so wonderful. There is another reason why you should learn how to recite, how to enjoy the words and the power of the words. Now what I'll do with you is at least to give you some experience of the words, how they sound. Even though you may not follow them, it doesn't matter. You should be accustomed at least to the sounds. Even if you don't follow, don't worry. So I shall read out to you the very first words which is written there, which you can't read because you don't know the alphabet. Isha vasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena jagtena bunjitha ma vidaha kasya svittanam. You can see there are 4 rhythms. That is very easy to see now. Isha vasyam idam sarvam. First. Yat kincha jagatyam jagat. Second part. Tena tyaktena bhujitha ma gridaha kasya svittara. So 4 parts of this verse. When you repeat again and again, you'll find the great music in this. It's a wonderful thing to hear it again and again. Isha vasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjitha ma gridaha kasya svittana. You can see the fall and the rise of the words and the combination of words and the music of the words when they are combined together. Like kasya svittana. Kasya svittana. You know, it's a very beautiful expression. Kasya svittana. Or you will hear Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Repeat this, you will find such a beautiful music in it. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Yatkincha jagatyam jagat. Yatkincha jagatyam jagat. You see the rise and fall of the words, the combination. Yatkincha jagatyam jagat. Yatkincha jagatyam jagat. Tena tyaktena bhunjitha. Tena tyaktena bhunjitha. Magvidaha kasya siddhanam. Magvidaha kasya siddhanam. Now Sri Aurobindo has translated so beautifully. Almost it captures the very sound and music of these words. And since you know English, you know how to read English, at least you can participate in the beauty and the music of these rhythms. All this is for habitation by the Lord. All this is for habitation by the Lord. Whatsoever is individual universe of movement in the universe of motion. Whatsoever is individual universe of movement in the universal motion. By that renounced thou shouldst enjoy. By that renounced thou shouldst enjoy. Lust not after anyone's possession. Lust not after any man's possession. So there are four parts of the whole expression. It translates into English in a very beautiful manner. To translate Upanishad is not an easy task at all. The poetry of it should be present in the translation. Even though it is prose, but it is poetic in its expression. The very sense of it is brought out. If you know both Sanskrit and English, you can appreciate both. How beautiful is the translation. Sri Aurobindo is a supreme translator among many other supreme qualities that he possesses. He is a supreme translator. Now let us enter into the words and the meanings. Go beyond the words now. Let us try to understand the ideas which are there.